Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 11th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to prepare and share these messages with you each weekday morning. Today's message is titled, Thirsting for God. The scripture text is from Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2.
As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God?
I thought of today's passage when my cousin's wife sent me a photo. In fact, that photo was posted on the website today. It's a photo of two twin fawns she took in her backyard in rural Wisconsin. When I look at the photo, I recall a song we have sung for many years based on the daily scripture passage, although likely many who sing this beautiful praise song may not realize this. For most, you recognize that song as the deer.
The psalmist apparently had observed deer panting for water, and he drew a parallel with the soul's thirst for God. Well, I'm not sure that I've ever seen deer panting for water, but I sure have seen dogs do so. After a good run with our dog, Roxy, and that's not us running, but her running, she will pant and go straight to her water bowl.
The second verse especially grips my heart and brings conviction to me. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
The sons of Korah, who lived some 3,000 years ago, had a longing for the living God, the very same God we serve today, who is ever living. Where can I go and meet with God? For us, the answer is always. It may not be a church service with other believers, but our living God has declared, I am with you always. The need is having a longing and thirst to be with the living Lord.
The very first chorus I ever led a group in was, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. It was in a chapel service my freshman year of Bible college. There's a wonderful line in that song that declares, The things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. There have been times in my life when I can testify to this scriptural truth. But so much of the time, the things of this earth are not strangely dim. May God help me and all of our readers to realize the joy and fulfillment of living in God's presence. Brooksine's going to share a prayer with us now.
Father God, even as water is essential for physical life, you've created within me a thirst for holiness and righteousness to sustain my spiritual life. So often I attempt to quench that inborn thirst with temporary substitutes that give me a quick high, and then I inevitably face recurring dissatisfaction. No person, position, or material possession can effectively replace an appointment with you, the living God, who desires to have fellowship with your creation. I invite your supernatural presence to be fully manifested in my life as I call out to you night and day in times of refreshing and in times of drought. Be glorified in me, living God.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for preparing and sharing that prayer today. It's a joy. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning here in rural south central Pennsylvania. We live in Lancaster County out in the country, and we have a couple photos. I already mentioned one today of two twin fawns taken in Wisconsin. Another that we're going to place up is a picture of a baby fawn and a dog. The dog is not our dog, but it is a splitting image of our dog, Roxy. That actually has quite a story behind it. It was related to me. A family had found the fawn as a baby and adopted it and was raised with this dog, and it's just a precious picture. A couple of other resources up on the site today. We do have an instrumental version of As the Deer. In fact, another instrumental version is playing in the background right now as I share. There's another one that I found that is just beautiful. It's a saxophone version, and it is available by a link on the site, as well as a simple local church version with voices that if you care to listen to it. Most of you know the song. It's a local church, I believe, in Maryland that prepares it. Also want to point out, excuse me, that as I search for music to share as a supplement to these daily messages, I come across a lot of great music that is available online. And yesterday I discovered a band called Grace Bridge Band. I have a link up to their website today. They mostly take time-honored hymns and sing them with such meaningful anointing and in a contemporary format. The additional blessing they offer is that you can listen to the full song right from their site. I appreciate that. They do sell their CD as well, and I can understand that. And it's going to be, of course, a much better quality than what you get on the online version. But I still am so thankful you can listen to these songs if you want. There's one that goes well with today's message that apparently is an old hymn, I would think anyway, but I'm not sure I ever knew it. It's a hymn called "The Nearness of God Is My Good." Boy, is it a powerful song, and it's got, I believe it's the song that has the saxophone solo in it as well. May it bless you today. Another psalm today, as I conclude the message, that expresses this sentiment of today's thought is from Psalm 143, verse 6, the Psalm of David. He writes, "I spread out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land." May that be so. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and encouraged.